For years, many people have complained. I've heard some people talk about it, about there being too much terminology with the National Weather Service, too many kinds of advisories and warnings. But what was it in particular that has prompted the National Weather Service to make this impending change?
Well, the National Weather Service has been working with sociologists across the country and evaluating how we issue watches, warnings, and advisories. So we've developed this program called Hazard Simplification. And through that, the National Weather Service on a national level is just reevaluating all the products that we issue and trying to eliminate those that are either confusing or no longer applicable. And with social media, you know, how we communicate our information has really changed compared to just 10 or 15 years ago. So this is just a national effort to simplify and make things easier to understand for the general public.
What role did the public play in helping make this decision?
They played a very large role. So the National Weather Service did surveys to all the television stations around the country, as well as emergency management agencies. And the third part of the puzzle was getting information from the general public. And they had an opportunity through our website to complete surveys and give their input. And from all three sectors, it was very overwhelming support for eliminating the advisory term.
So some of these things are going to stay the same on the level that's above advisory, which is which are watches and warnings. Why are they staying the same and not changing?
Well, watches and warnings through these surveys, the majority of people pretty much understood the difference between watches and warnings. There's still a little bit of confusion there, but when it came to the advisories, it was just very apparent that people didn't understand really what the intent was for an advisory, or they had it confused with being maybe a downgrade if there was a watch and then an advisory, which is not correct. So this what we have planned for the future really should simplify things and actually give people more information when the weather doesn't quite meet the criteria for a warning but still could be hazardous.
I was looking at some of the examples of what the wording might look like, and if you you take out the terminology wind advisory and just say winds could gust to 40 miles per hour today, is it the feeling from the Weather Service that this gives people more information right up front?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, the terms advisory, watches, and warnings really developed back when communication was very limited. And you kind of had to get a headline out to alert people. But now with social media and the way we communicate, that is a little outdated, especially with regards to an advisory. So rather than saying a high wind advisory is in effect, we'll just simply say strong winds today up to 45 miles per hour can be expected. And then we'll discuss in more detail in the statement the timing of that and exactly what to expect. So just upfront, more information as an alert for what to expect.
I think one question a lot of people might have if they were to read the press release and see that this is not going to happen until 2024 is, why would it take 3 years after the decision is made to actually get it done?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle when the National Weather Service makes a decision on this large of a scale. So all the local media, private weather vendors that take our information and send it out to the television stations, radio stations, and to the emergency management agency, they all have to change their software and how the information is interpreted. So that's going to take some time, and that was their comment, was they were going to need a couple years at least to rework their software, their code, to make this change work. So we were hoping to be able to do it sooner rather than later, but at least the change is going to be made.
Okay, so the main takeaways, if I were, you know, just Joe Schmo and am used to, you know, hearing advisories or reading advisories on the Weather Service page, is that in 3 years, I will be seeing something different.
Correct. you'll still get the information. You'll actually get more information, because the way it works now with an advisory, you issue the advisory and then maybe you update it 3 or 4 hours later. And the way the new system will work is we will just issue statements more frequently with more information that's happening. We're not going to be limited to certain criteria as to when advisory would be issued. So we're going to be actually be putting more information out there and just not having that word advisory being broadcast.
Are there any other changes that are being planned based on the research that was done for this decision?
Actually, we have some changes that we hope will take place here later this spring or early summer that's not quite connected to this, but severe thunderstorm warnings, we're hoping to be able to put those in a tiered category. So depending on how intense a severe thunderstorm will be, they'll be categorized in three different levels, from just your general severe thunderstorm, sort of low-end type, to a mid-range with significant winds, to a very high-end wind event when winds are maybe going to exceed 80 to 90 miles per hour. So that will give people a better sense of the impacts associated with severe thunderstorms when they're developing. So that change we hope to have out here later this season.
All right, Sam Lashley, Warning Coordination Meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.